The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. December the 4th, 7:05 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
It's Thursday.
Yes, it is, and it's been 2 weeks since I've been here. I missed you.
I missed you, too.
I missed all the North State people. Didn't get a chance to have this conversation. 2 weeks is a long time in between airtime.
It is. Yeah. You're back now.
Yeah.
We're ready to rock. We've got drones today.
Oh,
drones.
All right.
We got drones. Okay. We have drones in the area.
Okay. It's 54 degrees in downtown Reading. We've got a 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a high near 56 today. 40% chance of showers tonight, and showers likely on Friday, with a high of about 56 again. We're looking forward to cloudy skies for a while yet, they say.
Yeah, is Saturday and Sunday going to clear it all?
It says it's going to clear a little, maybe. And the weather's brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, we give senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach them at 365-3793.
All right. Yes, and good morning to our chat room, Sun Gold and Angel. Good morning. Who else is in there? Oh, other people. And good morning, of course, to Bad Bob.
Greetings, good morning.
He comes in an open Jeep in the morning. He comes in an open Jeep. I mean, that's really
open.
That's really open. You know, that's really a good idea during, 90% of the year?
Up here, yes. Actually, the Jeep is 10 years old, and the soft top has reached a point where it's going to need replacement, and I'm putting that off as long as I can get away with it.
As long as you can swim?
I outrun the raindrops.
Gotcha.
Yep. Okay, and you can see it coming. It's this bright yellow Jeep. Mm. I mean, if you can't see that coming, then you deserve to be run over in the crosswalk when he comes screaming around the corner. Okay. Hey, good morning. Linda Scott, of course, is singing tonight at the Elements Lounge.
Yes.
And I'm not sure. I think it's, you know, I think most of the tables are taken, but there may be a couple spots left open. So I'll give you a number here just
sure.
in case. She's got Lady Botanist, and she's got a special Christmas show tonight. Special Christmas show tonight, and of course it goes from 7 to 9 p.m. Get there a little bit early, of course, if you want to, and have dinner. Give them a call at 243-3377, 243-3377. Ask for the Romance on the River and Elements Lounge, and see if you can get a seat there. But she's got her regular band, Vera Mintis and Pat Karch. And Bobby Kalin, and then she's got Lou White coming in to be playing saxophone and flute, and they
They
do a couple of duos together, and it's, you know, Christmas songs, and so
wonderful.
Well, some Christmas songs, a lot of jazz. She's all jazzed up for this. So.
Well, hey, this is, if you haven't been to one of Linda's presentations, if you will, you got to get out and take advantage of that because she's really special.
And the next one is going to be a special Valentine's Day show out at Wind River because she and Wind River have signed on for another.
Fantastic.
6 months. Yeah, it is.
Fantastic.
And,
that's great.
It seems to be working for both sides. It's a win-win for both sides. So that's great. Plus, Wind River is the resort casino is stepping up on a lot of other things, too, as we all know.
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Last night or yesterday in the the Reading Crime Business Crime Watch guys had a big meeting, and some of the city council members were there. And, of course, the chief of police is there, and Chief Bassetti, and a young man by the name of Doug Wright, He's an attorney here in Reading. He's been to our house before, a young guy. I shouldn't say young. You know, I'd say, you know, 30s. He's part of that, you know, the 30 group that's kind of like they're starting to stand up and, you know, they're starting to assert themselves. He's going to become the next, I think he's the next incoming board chairman for the Chamber of Commerce here in Reading. They're starting to assert themselves. And
and I'm so glad to see that.
I am too.
Some young professional, conservative business people.
Well, you know, the thing about it, too, is those you can't ignore what's, you know, you should be able to use the wisdom around you, because there's a lot of wisdom. And why go over and make the same mistakes twice if you can talk to people that have been in there?
That's right.
Talk to you, talk to Mojo, talk to, you know, other people who have been in politics around here and just say, okay, look, this is the problems that we ran into. You might want to avoid those by doing this.
Exactly.
That's, to me, is the part of a mentoring process where you're handing the piece of cake from the oldest Marine to the youngest Marine. It's, hey, this is from the old Corps to the new Corps, but we are here to assist you. We're here to help you.
I would love to see all of the newly elected councilmen, and when the supervisors put in office, that is probably the wisest thing they can do, is to surround themselves with a group of mentors. I had a group when I first got elected to the Board of Supervisors of about 10 people, business owners, prior politicians in the community, that I met with on a monthly basis. To run things by, to kind of, you know, get the field, find out about things I didn't know about, get their opinion, as you indicate, it was invaluable to me. I would encourage any of the newly elected people to do that. Reach out and learn.
I think that's a good idea, and it's silly not to. But one of the things they brought up yesterday, Mr. Wright, is the sales tax. Sales tax to fight crime. And it, you know, it passed in Anderson, and not the 2/3, but the 50%. But do it countywide, you know, and then get Starman says, well, look, we can get Anderson, and Reading, and the city of Shasta Lake, and Cottonwood all into this, where they, you know, everybody is going to get a piece of this.
Uh-huh.
So, and then that if you pass it countywide, that the you've got maybe you've got a better chance. But if you make it at 50% type of election, since last time it was like 56% won with 56%, but not anything close to 2/3.
And do it with an advisory measure, and all of the decision makers have to buy into that.
Yeah.
That 50% of this money raised, or 75%, or whatever they come up with, you know, that was what was happening in the city of Anderson. And in fact, we need to get the chief of police down in Anderson and the city manager back in here to tell us how they've allocated that money.
Well,
they said that's exactly what they've done. Yeah,
they hired three more policemen.
Exactly,
and that's what they needed to do. Now, with what we have here, there's a number of things you can do with it. Now, but the bottom line is I personally would like to see the plan first, and I applaud Brent Weaver, who's been saying this for a year, that let's have a plan first. You know, Kristen Schrader said in here, she says, I'm for a half cent sales tax, but, and then went on later to say, after a plan is built, but it has to be, you know, there has to be a fully fleshed out plan that says, okay, with this money, this is exactly how it's going to be spent.
And we need our elected officials, if I'll just jump in here and say, we do not need a committee to put this together. We need the people that are going to be making the decisions to get their nose to the grindstone, put together a plan, figure out the numbers with people that are responsible to make sure those numbers are accurate, and move forward. We're not a democracy. We are a republic. We elected these people to do a job, and now let's have them do it.
I think that, I'm death on committees here.
I hate
committees, because this is what
we
elected.
It's a waste of time and effort.
We elected people, and what happens after 6 months is it's lost its impetus. It's lost its, you know, a lot of times it's done just to get it off the table. But I think with the crime thing,
most of the time that's what they do.
And I think I saw where Francie wrote that, well, you know, doing that now is, you know, take a lot of the staff time.
Let's wait till February. Planning in February.
Yeah, but why?
But it's a rhythm they get into. You were elected to do a job. Get in there and do it. And hold the other people that have been there a while accountable to start doing your job.
And otherwise, Francie's not going to do anything. Francie is not going to. She's not going to reach into the pockets of the staff there already. She's already said that. She said no. There's no room to take any money out of the budget. no room to take any money out of the budget. So if you come up with a plan and it's a good plan, you can get a lot of people behind it. I would not get behind a sales tax unless there was a plan for it. I don't care if it was, you needed, 30% of the people to vote for it. And if it's just something, just give us more money. No, I'm not going to do that. No, because what's that do? Going to go for more raises for upper management? No, we want guys. We want boots on the ground. We want more sheriff's deputies.
But you've got to correct the whole system. You're seeing exactly the issue they came up with right away with even just this bit of letting people out of jail and stuff. The court system is blocked up to the point where there's no open available courtrooms to even hold a hearing. They can't handle the people that are getting these reduced sentences as a result of the statewide measure. It's a whole system. You've got a public defender, you've got a prosecutor, you've got a court, you've got all this stuff.
Well, that's
if you're short on any end, the system stops.
Well, that's
stops.
What Pasinko says. He says, give us and Pillay, give us more cops. As Pasinko points out, fine, more sheriffs. What are you going to do then? We still don't have any place to put them, and this is where it's been from the very beginning.
And we don't have any place to get them committed there because you can't get them through the system.
So we can't hold them, and then you don't have the judges, the bailiffs, and all that stuff to prosecute them, so you've still got them turned loose. We are still back to the first problem. There's no place
to
hold them. That's right. There's no place to hold them. We'll be right back, right after these messages.
Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Hello, Frank Muse with Norton Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel. A dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
A little holiday magic can go a long way, especially when it comes to shopping. Online superstores just don't have the cheer and warmth you need when winter kicks in and the to-do lists get long. But there's one place that really celebrates the season. Mount Shasta Mall's 80 stores and services help you give with confidence, and all the special seasonal events make sure you can enjoy some signature holiday magic. Charity Trail of Trees and Family Dynamics presents Storytime with Santa this Saturday, December 6th at the food court beginning at 9:30 a.m. A free book to the first 200 children donated by First Five Shasta. Milk and cookies will be served. Crafts and activities following at JCPenney and Macy's courts from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Drawings and giveaways from all gift cards and Turtle Bay memberships. Mark your calendar and join the fun. Find the cheer this year when you celebrate and shop at the Mount Shasta Mall. Give a little magic.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Remember this?
I absolutely do. Tommy from the rock opera Tommy, the whiz ball, the pinball wizard.
Sure plays a mean pinball.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We play a mean pinball here. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're just getting right into it. Trisha Clark and myself. And this, gosh, you know what? This sleeping. You know, I'm just, you know, it's. As it's getting darker, longer, I'm sleeping better. But I've always slept well on my sleep number bed with my sleep number setting of 45, trying slowly to reach the Trish Clark sleep number setting.
Of 55.
55. Well, yeah. But you know 55. What?
Yeah. I go 50. I go 60, depending. But, boy, with this nice 60. Rainy
Iron
weather.
There.
you know, the nice rainy weather. Hell, who couldn't sleep good on a sleep number bed?
Well,
oh, my
it's true. And then with the new sleep IQ technology, my gosh, it's in the new sleep number beds. And what it does is if, say, you think you found that number. But, you know, then during the night, you're kind of like maybe some tossing and turning. No, elk killer hadn't set on my head or something like that. But it's just, you know, then it will send you a nap. It'll tell you, give you some ideas about maybe you shouldn't drink caffeine, you know, before bed, or, you know, try this setting and that. You know, I mean, it's the only
one. You need
one.
Another glass
it
of wine.
The
only, say that?
It could say that. Yeah, I've never seen that one yet, but it could say, hey, have another glass of wine before bed. Why not? I mean, you know what? This is here to help you sleep. And I tell you, right now, you can get a new, you can save $300 on their most popular beds at Sleep Number, which, of course, was named the best by the Consumer Report magazine. And as you've had yours for years.
Yeah, so over 10 years.
10 years, and we've had ours for over a year and never once had a problem with it. And a night of good sleep is worth that 35 or 40 cents a day you pay for this.
It absolutely is. When you go to bed on a sleep number bed, you lay down, and the next thing you know, you wake up in the morning.
It's true.
And a lot of times I just don't even move. I don't even turn over.
And they got pillows. They've got all types.
All kinds of accessories.
Dual temperature areas. They have the whole thing.
Great.
Anyway, yeah, go on down and see Brian Fleming or Janice. And go down and see them at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. And if you're in Chico, they've got one in Chico too. They've got a sleep number in Chico, so stop by there. If you're listening to us out in Chico, stop in there and do the same thing. All right, Trish. Okay, we talked about how about these rains? This is, you know, they've got 3 inches of rain.
Yeah.
And then I think it's great. I mean,
marvelous.
3 inches of rain.
And you know what's
nice? I just hope it just
soaking.
Keeps going. It's a soaking rain. That's right. It's not something that's just going to, you know, even though they are talking about some of the stuff that's, they do have some at where the fires have been.
Yeah,
they have some runoff.
Fire scarred areas are a little vulnerable to some bad runoff.
What we've been getting up here is just a nice, steady, it's giving an opportunity to soak in. We don't have a lot of flooding. A lot of the areas that normally, with that much rain in a short period of time, would be flooding and having issues, they're not, because we're getting this nice, constant drizzle. Okay. It's very, very nice.
Let's talk about what's going on in the protest here, because I just got a great chat room thing. If you have not seen the what happened with Eric Garner out of New York, the black man that
happened in New York?
Okay. Well, here's what happened: is several weeks, I guess, back in August or sometime back then, a guy by the name of Garner, I think that's his name, please forgive me if it's not, was selling loose cigarettes. Just selling loose cigarettes on the street. Yeah. Now, this guy didn't have an absolutely clean record, but he was selling loose cigarettes. It wasn't like he was selling drugs. He was selling loose cigarettes. And what happened was there's several, I mean, big guy.
Yes, he is a big guy. He was obese.
And he had asthma. But when the cops got up to him and they said, you know, they're talking to him, they're trying to keep it quiet, and then they started the arresting. When they started the arresting, they literally swarmed him, which is one of the police tactics, is to swarm somebody, is to jump on him as much as you can. Well, one of them jumped on him and put a chokehold on him.
It didn't, but the point is that they didn't, that was the distinction, and they did not put a chokehold on him, and that's what the press keeps saying. Because there's a difference between a chokehold and just putting your arm around. He did, I don't know the criteria, but there is a criteria about squishing the trachea and what have you, and that's why they didn't.
But they suspended the policeman for doing that move. He's back on duty now. But they didn't fire him. They said this was not an approved technique.
I didn't hear that.
Not an approved technique. And so he was suspended and lost his badge for, I don't know,
but,
I don't
but
know
the
how
autopsy
long.
Clearly showed that was not the cause of death.
Well,
nor was it a contributing factor.
The autopsy said it was a homicide. A homicide was a, not that he, you know, it was a death by violence. So, plus the fact that he had asthma and all these other things on it. So it was a contributing factor, but there was not enough in there to show that the policeman, you know, because it went to the grand jury, and the grand jury said they did not have enough there to convict him for any type of homicide. And this is what the problem was, is because when the grand jury came out and said, nope, there's no indictments here, the guy did not kill him. Now, was he suspended? Yes. Was there, meanwhile, the mayor of New York, the new mayor just threw the police underneath the bus last night.
Which it seems to be standard operating procedure for everybody these days.
But that's what the protests are. They have not been violent. Unlike Ferguson, where they've been extremely violent.
But, you know, Carl, I'm a real tired of the police taking the bad rap in this whole thing. Every case, because they did an improper move, they did this, they overreacted.
I'm not blaming the police on this.
And that's the problem. Who you want to blame in this instance, I think, is a stupid law in New York City that they are to aggressively go after these people that are selling these loose cigarettes. That jurisdiction is rampant about, you've got to go after them. They had gone after this guy before for the same thing. They had a history with this guy because he'd been doing it before. You know what? The people that are getting arrested have got to start showing some temperance towards the police officers.
I'm not disagreeing.
We're going to take you in. They got to stop fighting. You're a great big guy. You got somebody's going to try and take you down. Your chances of getting hurt are pretty good.
When you've got four or five police around you, and they're saying, look, what you're doing is against the law. We're going to handcuff you and take you in. You know, you do it. Here's just some of the comments. He was an asthma patient.
He knew that. The cops didn't.
Here's the other side. He said he would not have been dead, but had they not piled on. And I'm losing this because so many comments are coming through here. That he had had a seizure, that the 350 pounds, which he was an asthma patient, that it was a side restraint. It was today's police operate without much compassion. Is it went from the other side, and the police bashing has to stop. Well, that's true. And the bottom line is that when you get into this thing, when they blame it on the police all the time, when the police, I'm not saying all police are squeaky clean.
No, they're
not. But the police are out there to do a job. And you know what, Chris Rock, said, you don't want to get beat up by a policeman. Here's what you do. You don't screw with the policeman.
Yes, sir, no, sir.
I don't know if you have to go that far, but you don't fight it. I mean,
you just do what you have to do because, and then you go through the system. I would think that when you're in a situation like that, that great big guy, you think one little bitty cop is going to take him down? Not going to happen.
No, they were too small. I mean, they were all like five. Look, you know what? I don't know how big this guy was, but I mean, he was huge.
Why did they put? You've got a massive gathering in New York City. If they're not trying to stir riots, you know you're having the Christmas tree lighting, and so you release the results of this that day. Come on, I mean, that isn't even using good sense. You wait until the next day when you don't have an automatic crowd put together for you to put your people in there to try to burn the place down.
We got to take a break here. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by... You know, I'm not going to say that right after this one. I'm going to bring it back in on a happier note.
All right.
Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Linda's getting ready for her show tonight out at the at Wind River in the Elements Lounge. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not-so-famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People returns this Sunday, noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you, Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Then an awful
welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is, of course, not here. It's Thursday, so it's Carl and Trish Clark.
Yes, it is.
Our buddy, Trish, and Linda's, of course, singing at the Elements Lounge tonight. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Their 21st year in business, are at this same location. 45 years in business. 21 years at this location, though. An extremely large collection of jewelry. Of all kinds, you know, watches and brooches and loose stones, a diamond expert who has a direct conduit into the diamond world. Right there is Leonard. And Leonard, besides supporting our community in a lot of different ways, has just the best prices. And he's got a big sale going on right now. And this is where I shop for jewelry for Linda. And
this is where Linda got
his estate jewelry.
It is gorgeous.
Wow. It is. And I tell you, and he's got stuff right now. Oh, everybody's shaking their head in here. Yeah. Hey, Bob, you better start shaking your head up and down, too. Anyway, wait. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. He will help you find that perfect gift for your loved one. Give him a call at 222-2750. He's open Monday through Friday. All right. We're here with one of our favorite people in the world, Kim Chamberlain. And she has been one of my favorite people in the world since I got to know Kim 6 years ago, going on seven years ago now. It's been 7 years because Kim is that person who just throws herself into supporting our veterans and our community. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Kim. And I've known Kim a lot longer than you have.
Yeah,
I've been working with Kim for, my goodness, that's what goes way back, 30-some years.
Well, see, my life only started.
Yes, indeed. We belonged to Anderson Chamber of Commerce together.
Yes.
And did a lot of fun community projects.
Absolutely. Just many, many, many great memories over the years. Made a lot of things happen.
Yes.
Well, see, my life didn't start till 7 years ago.
I know.
So, you know, I was.
And that's true. North State life.
I was in deep cover before that. Okay. We're here, though, to talk about an annual event that is absolutely beautiful. Absolutely something that the community can get behind and has, and that's the Wreaths Across America at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery.
Yes, our community is so generous and so supportive of all the veterans' causes. Wreaths Across America, we started 7 years ago, in which we hand weave the wreath in place in 500 gravesite. And this year, we are placing 2,400 wreaths to the gravesites.
And you're no longer putting them all together handmade.
No, demand got so large, and we just don't have enough hands to make fresh wreaths. So what we did, we gone to the artificial wreath, and so we spent our dollars very wisely. And each year, we add more wreaths. And freshen up what we call a fluffing the wreath and to put the fresh red ribbons on the wreath. And so that's all taking place on the 11th of December, which is Thursday morning, 9:30. And our actual wreath ceremony is taking place December 13th, 12 o'clock.
If you have not ever been to one of these, I want you to make room in your calendar and make time. Because what happens is you head on up to IGO, Northern California Veterans Cemetery. There is a short program, a very short one, that just honors our fallen veterans, or the ones who have died in the service of our country, and just our veterans who are all interred there. And then everybody starts picking up wreaths, and you go from site to site, and you place a wreath there. It's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful moment. And you have children. You have ages probably from, five all the way up to 95 that are out there helping. And every one of the grave sites, including the ones in the mausoleum, they're the cremated ashes.
Come and burial.
All have a wreath. And we have a photo that was taken out at Idaho.
This year
was,
it snowed.
This was like the first or second year?
Was first year.
The first year.
First 2 years,
right.
We place a fresh wreath. And each night, after replacement of that same night, it snowed.
And absolutely. So there's a photo on this. And we've got to somehow.
Picture perfect.
You've got to send this to us so we can get it onto our website so people can see this.
Okay, I'll do that.
It's absolutely.
Beautiful,
you know, how many, because I was there on the first time, and
yes.
I've been there several times since, but how many did we put out the first day?
500.
500. And now, in 7 years, it's up to?
2,400 on the grave site. And the also, we added this year 36-inch wide wreath to the each column burial,
okay.
The facing out to the more graveside.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the you know, our veterans community truly support our veterans, and the fallen veterans. Great, why not? We have a decoration just like our home to remember them and honor them and teach the young ones.
Well, it's absolutely
and boy, Kim, that's the key. We have to teach. Take your, when you go out there, take your kids, your grandkids, your neighbor's kids, go down and just pick up some at the school or something. We've got to educate our
kids. I'd like to borrow 5 children from the school here.
I'm going to give them a really great lesson here.
Well, you know what? It is good, too. And it kind
it's
of,
so
and,
important.
And it is. It's a, every Ruth, every gravesite is remembered at Christmas time. And it is, you know, it's beautiful. If you haven't been out there, please, on December the 13th, a Saturday, get out there about 11:30, 11:45, something like this. And, park, head on out, short ceremony, and then the wreaths are stacked there, and you can just go over and start. You gather a couple armfuls and head on out, and remember our fallen veterans.
Yes. We emphasize each time that before you place a wreath onto the veteran's grave, pause for a short while to remember what they done, why we are there, and respectfully place a wreath.
That's right.
And
you know, at least you know, you need to stop and look at the name on the gravesite.
Yes.
Look at who they are. Look at their age. You'll see some that were in their 20s.
Yeah.
You'll see some that were in their 90s. But they all have served. Some died in the service of our country. Others have been wounded. Others have just served and then, you know, and then had another amazing life afterwards. But stop in front of each gravesite and take a look at who you are remembering there.
It's such a warm, wonderful experience, but I defy you to get out of there without shedding a tear.
Every year.
Not going to happen.
It really gets to me each time.
Yeah, very, very heartwarming.
Well, I made reservations out there.
Well, so. My late husband is buried there. He worked so hard to bring that cemetery there.
Yeah.
And now he is resting there, and so many of our friends who work together to bring the cemetery. So that cemetery is a very special to North State people.
Oh, it is.
It is. It is.
With so many of, as you indicate, so many of our friends that we worked with through the VFW and different organizations for so many years. And now they're there. It's like old home week when you go out and you get a smile and a memory and a – wonderful, wonderful memories are there.
This year, we're featuring young men as our guest speaker.
Mm.
And he is 12 years old. His name is Ryan Paradis. He raising a goat for the fair, and he raised grand champion goats. And he had donated $1,000 a proceed from that game to the Wreath Across America. And I just cannot express my gratitude.
Well, we need to get him on the show.
Yes.
You know,
and
how old is he?
He
12 years old.
12 years old.
We need to get Ryan on the show.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
And he truly believes in supporting veterans and Red Cross America.
Yeah. Mm. Anything else here, Kim?
Well, that's about all. I just want to take this opportunity to thank all the people who are supporting this great program. And thank you. also for having me here this morning.
Of course.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Of course.
I always enjoy visiting with you.
And this is such a great thing. And, Kim, you're such a wonderful person and so
and
supportive of all
I would like
veterans.
To add, sure. because this program only exists because through the donations.
Right.
So those of you who would like to place donations, you could send a check to Northern California Veterans Cemetery, Wreath Across America.
Okay.
And it's a P.O. Box 177, Redding, California, 96099-0177. Or we have a website. Trish, could you give that website?
Sure. Please? You can go online at www.norcalvetsupport, norcalvetsupport.us.
Or call the cemetery at 396-2429. And I think the day out there on the 13th, you'll probably be taking donations.
Yes.
Of course. All right. Kim, thank you so much.
Thank you so
much. We'll see you then.
And besides showing up that day to lay him, if you got some extra time and some great hands, get out there on December 11th and help put those fresh red bows on there.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you
thank
go.
Thank you so much.
You bet. All right. Hey, Trish Clark, Carl Watt. We'll be right back after these messages. Let's talk a little bit about how about privatization of South Park? This was brought up yesterday, and it's in the paper today, and I like it. You know, on the surface, I like it. Let's talk about it. We'll be right back.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The countdown to Christmas is on. Find your perfect Christmas at the amazing shops downtown. Carousel on Yuba Street is brimming with stylish designer clothes, beautiful handmade jewelry, and artwork made by local artists and fabulous scented candles. Get your girlfriends together and throw a private party for a fun way to celebrate this holiday season. That's Carousel at 1555 Yuba Street. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading. It's Christmas in the making.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends from Alliance Heating and Air, serving in North State for over 20 years. You know, Martin is just does an outstanding job. Just, you know what, he treats you like you would his own family. His people come over who are fully trained, highly professional guys, and then Martin will come over afterwards just to make sure everything's done okay. You know, hey, are you happy with this? I mean, where do you get service like that? And, you know, with the winter and the rain and all this, is your heating system working right? Well, mine is, and you know why? Because Martin. He goes over, checked the filters, made sure everything's working on. His guys were there. They didn't have to do anything except change those. But then Martin crawls underneath the house, and he finds some stuff. He just puts it in, and he just fixed it. Because that's the kind of guys they are. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if you got an emergency. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Okay. What do you think about that? Rick Bassetti?
I think that's an absolute grand idea.
Rick Bassetti and the Colt 45s have offered to take over the care and maintenance of South Park. If this indeed is a true story that I'm reading right here, I imagine it is. And he said, we would come in the morning and mow the lawns. They would also close the park at night by installing gates.
And it's private property then. If it can be operated as a private concern, then they can actually do something about the vandals that are on there, and they can clean up after them without saving their stuff.
Now, does this mean that the city has to, like, they have to have some kind of agreement with them?
I would think they have to have an agreement. Yeah, they have to have
We'll have a maintenance agreement, and what does this also mean is that
they lease it for a dollar a year
like
or
that.
Something like that.
I wonder how much money that would save the city. Let's just think about this. How much money is being spent by the city to maintain it, to do the cutting the lawns and all this? The things like the watering and all that would continue by the city, I imagine. It would have to.
Well, but probably on an automatic sprinkler system. I would say, and I haven't read the article, nor am I that familiar with the operation, but one thing that jumps out at me is they're certainly not the only people that use that field.
Right.
So they would have to handle the contracts and calendars with all of the other youth groups or other teams that use that facility, I would assume.
Well, you know, that's the thing is so that, you know, it on the surface, it looks like it's a way for the city to save money, that the Colt 45s can kind of have a bigger say in what's happening on the field because, you know, hey, look, we'll close it down at night and we'll keep the place secure, you know, and that's great. And if you've got a private concern, the question is, okay, we're going to maintain it, but what about policing it? That still falls under the city, I would imagine.
Well, to a certain extent, it has to. We can't have separate police forces, although they could have private security, which I doubt they have them.
Yeah, I don't think.
Put the expense to do that.
Yeah, but. Besides, you know, private security is.
Still is only so good.
I have this idea what private security should be. You go down and you rent a thug from Oakland or L.A., and you bring them up here and you turn them loose for like a week. And guess what? You don't have any problems anymore in your parking lot. It's called Retribution Incorporated.
Axe handle justice.
Whew. I tell you what, you say please move, and if they don't, then you tase and pepper spray them until they do. I mean, come on. I mean, it's private property. When do your rights end? I mean, I'm a private property owner, and you won't leave my property. You know what? I've called the police.
I'm encouraging you.
I have been. You know what? This is what I can do. Let me explain this to you. I can move you off my property. I can make a citizen's arrest. I can tase you and have you doing the funky chicken on the parking lot until the police come.
But the California legislature feels that private property is such an outmoded concept.
Oh, anyway. Anyway, hey, look.
Isn't that the truth?
I think it's certainly an idea
that could stand a good airing.
It does. On the surface, I like it. But then again, the proof's in the pudding, just like the idea of, hey, let's pass a tax to fight crime and take care of all this and hire 20 more policemen and 8 more sheriffs. Let's take a look at how that money's going to be used first.
Exactly.
Let's see what that plan's going to be. Does this mean part of that money is going to go to pay higher salaries for people already making $910 a day? Did you hear that the other day?
No.
When Kristen was on the show, somebody calls in and he says, so what do you think about somebody that makes $910 a day working for the city? $910 a day, 5 days a week. That not counting his perks. I mean, not counting the health care and all that.
Was that the city manager?
Well, you know, I don't know which one he was talking about.
Well, if you add it up, it comes out to like
$238,000.
That we need to stop worrying so much about that. Because those contracts are in place. You're dealing with unions.
You're right.
You're dealing with – we can waste a whole lot of time worrying about what upper management makes and those things.
No,
and I think we just need to get beyond that.
I frankly don't care. I'm like – I don't care about that. What I'm looking for is –
That's not the solution to the issue.
What we need to do,
we can lay all those people off and we still are not going to have the solution to the problem.
You've still got to have – you know, the basic person working there does not make $900 a day.
That's right.
And let me give you a perfect example. I went in to get another business license the other day and walked in there. And the people there were so friendly and so helpful, I couldn't stand it. It was like, oh, I'm being helped to death. I mean that. And this has happened every time I've gone to the county, every time I've gone to the city. And yes, even when I've gone to the state, never once. And the FCC,
Even the Department of Motor Vehicles? Not so much.
I'm not sure about them. I'm going to have to give them another chance, I think. But everybody I've dealt with has just been super helpful. We had one that helped me so much that I've written letters to their bosses and said, these people are really great. You know what? This one person down in Sacramento, I said, you should use her as an example of how to help people. I mean, she is just, you know, how else can I help you? Well, what about this part? Oh, yeah, I didn't even see that part. Well, what about, this is what you do with that. I mean, no, I know this was scary. It was so helpful. I mean, and I'm like, gee, you know, so anyway, they don't get a lot of thank you. Obviously, when I sent them an email, thank you email, they don't get a lot of them because the answer came back and was, it went all the way up, I think, to Jerry Brown and said, see? Anyway.
No, and I concur that the issue is not.
Yeah, it's not those guys.
There's some stuff that needs to happen in all the budgets and all of the local governments and all the way up, obviously. But we do not need to worry. We can lay all of the top people off, and we still don't solve our problems.
Joe, my business permit did not cost over $1 million.
Well, it doesn't require sewer hookup for one thing.
This was just a license. It's just a license. It cost me $51. Okay, you know, that's all it was. I did not building anything. I may have a different. Different idea, but I'm just talking about the ones I've dealt with, you know, on the tax sides and all the other things. Anyway, but I think the idea of privatization is sometimes, you know, that if it's written right, why not give it a shot? You know, let Rick Bassetti, he knows how the system works.
You know, before we close out, I'm going to do just a bit short rant. We were talking on the thing. I've figured out exactly how we're going to pay for all of these illegal aliens and their medical care when they come into. To the state of California, and we're going to do this with the increase on Medicare on the senior population.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about this real quick.
Okay, well, this is really interesting because last year I had deferred comp, and I took some money out of an account, my money, not income, my money that I'd already earned, and I paid off my
– Like taking it out of a savings plan.
I taking it out of a savings account, and I paid off my motorhome. And so, of course, I had to pay the taxes on that because it was deferred comp.
Right.
Well, gosh, I got this great letter from Social Security, Medicare, Social Security.
Okay.
I got it from Social Security informing me that instead of paying the $104 that we all pay for our Medicare, because of my increased income in 2013, I now have the pleasure of paying $326 a month starting January. Check. Until the foreseeable future, because of my increased income,
for a one time deal. Well, then can't you go back? To
well,
them and
they say
that
they'll take a look at it again next year. But the bottom line is, they're sapping me $200 extra a month so they can pay for all these illegal aliens to come in here and have free medical care. That's under Obamacare, and it was not part of what originally happened with Medicare, which where your Social Security is based on what you earned while you were working. You get a certain amount, and then you pay your Medicare. Can you believe that?
I can absolutely believe it because
I was an angry person.
The slush fund.
We are going. You haven't seen
anything. That's just wrong.
You have not seen anything yet. Wait till 2015 when Obamacare is really kicking in. Hey, we'll be right back with Jim Hill, president of AirCover, our local drones. You want to talk drones? Good drones. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington at the Kennedy Space Center this morning.
Our command, we scrub for today's operation based on issues we're working, so please set up for a 24-hour recycle.
NASA is scrubbing the launch of its new Orion spacecraft today. Gusty winds and sticky rocket valves combined to create just a few too many headaches, according to NASA commentator Mike Curie.
We basically ran out of time in trying to troubleshoot the last of the issues, which was a problem with fill and drain valves on the Common Core booster of the Delta IV heavy launch vehicle.
Orion is NASA's first spacecraft capable of carrying humans beyond just a couple hundred miles of Earth ever since the Apollo moon program. Also at SRNnews.com, Secretary of State John Kerry speaking today in Switzerland says that Russia could rebuild its relations with the West if it were a little more willing to compromise. He says the U.S. would much prefer good relations with Russia after all.
It is not our design or desire that we see a Russia isolated through its own actions. In fact, we are convinced that Moscow could rebuild trust and relationships if it simply helps to calm turbulent waters.
Kerry in Switzerland for a meeting of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Also at SRNnews.com, thousands celebrated in the heart of Manhattan last night as they watched the lighting of the 85-foot-tall Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center. It was donated by this man and his wife, and they're glad that it will be going to another purpose after the Christmas season has come and gone.
It's wonderful to have it go to Habitat for Humanity afterwards, and I think that's really the special thing, to build a home for somebody that really is in need. So, I mean, that's what better thing can you ask for?
The tree donated by Dan Sigafoos of Danville, Pennsylvania, and his wife. This is SRN News.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more trips to the bathroom, longer time in the bathroom, waking at night to go, or issues in your romantic life. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-859-4013. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to use the bathroom, speed up bathroom trips, reduce waking at night to go, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-859-4013. That's 1-800-859-4013. Call 1-800-859-4013.
The House has voted to easily extend a massive package of tax breaks that will benefit one in six taxpayers.
This is a good bill.
Texas Congressman Pete Sessions on a measure to extend more than 50 tax breaks through the end of the year. Maryland Democrat Steny Hoyer offering support with reservations.
It adds the cost of extending this preference to our deficit. It is good, however, that we did not make unpaid for extensions on a permanent basis.
The measure allows taxpayers to claim the breaks on their 2014 returns. It now goes to the Senate.
That's SRN News Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Weekly jobless claims have dropped down back below 300,000. It happened last week, according to the Labor Department. It says weekly applications fell 17,000 to a seasonally adjusted 297,000. The four-week moving average rose to 299,000. Meanwhile, the outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says planned job cuts announced last month dropped by 30% from October. This is SRN News. It's estimated as many as 174,000 veterans are infected with hepatitis C. SRN's Linda Kenyon has more.
A drug called Sovaldi is an effective treatment, but at $1,000 per pill, the cost must be considered. Senator Bernie Sanders says this is both an economic and a moral issue.
How many people in this country will suffer? How many will die? Very painful deaths because of the excessive costs of this particular product.
Senator Richard Burr says there's a reason why this drug is so costly.
Innovation is expensive.
That leaves the VA struggling to find ways to treat veterans with hepatitis C without having to deter treatments for other veterans. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Emergency officials in Southern California say 14 people had to be rescued from vehicles stranded by a flash flood in Riverside County overnight. KABC-TV reports five vehicles got stuck as several feet of mud and water roared over a rural road near Gilman Hot Springs. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your community talk radio station. We are kind of like a mobile live newspaper report of what's happening in the world and in this community, with stories that you will never hear anywhere else. That's right, right here, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Media. It is 8:06 in the morning. I'm already giving bum scoop. 8:06 in the morning on December the 4th. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Trish Clark. It's my Thursday girl.
Yes, indeed. And it's 54 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a 50% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with a high near 55 today. 40% chance of showers this evening, getting down to 47. And on Friday, we're still looking for rain likely after 10 a.m. and kind of cloudy and rainy through the weekend. On Friday, looking maybe like Saturday and Sunday might clear just a bit. And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach them at 365-3793.
That's right, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, where you can go and get the best coffee in town at great prices at Espresso Joe's, where you're not having to pay the equivalent of a house payment for your coffee if you go there every day. And you can buy the best coffee and coffee makers, everything for Christmas right there. Walk next door to a super, super humidor, walk-in humidor, where you can buy that special cigars for the loved one there, or, gifts for people. All of this at Tobacco and Brew. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive, and veterans always get a discount at Tobacco and Brew. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. You've got a big event coming next Monday.
Yeah, we do. It's pretty exciting. How you doing, Trish?
I'm doing great, Terry. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Terry was singing yesterday.
We're excited about this. We're going to have a one-on-one interview with Commander James Gibson and Mary Lou, his wonderful wife of 62 years. It's going to be neat to talk with them, do an interview, and this is going to be at 2570 Bonnie View Road on Monday night at 6 o'clock. And I just encourage every veteran, and we have a national treasure here in this guy.
You know what? Commander James Gibson is probably one of the most I think of Kim Chamberlain, who does so much and with not a lot of recognition. Then I think of Commander Gibson, who is at every event. If there's a funeral, there's Commander Gibson in the submariners. You've got them there at every, here's a good example. When we were helping that little girl, or that those two little kids that they found that had that disease a few weeks ago. I got down there at about 9:45 so I could buy breakfast to be part of this. Now, who was sitting there but Mary Lou and James Gibson and two more of the submariners from the Shuttlefish. And those, you're absolutely right. He is a national treasure.
He totally is.
He totally is.
He totally is. And, hey, so is Mary Lou.
Oh, my gosh, she is the most. She is great.
62 years those two have been married.
And funny.
I'll give you a quick tidbit about Jim. This is kind of neat. Did you know baseball was his passion when he was young? He had a tryout with the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1948. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. They're just such a
wonderful
treasure.
Couple.
They're fun. They're unassuming. And you talk about real American heroes, there's one for you.
Okay, here's
and
another.
And Mary Lou, too.
Yeah, let me give you one more example.
Sure.
We were, one of our soldiers had fallen in combat, and we were doing that long ride out toward Bernie, I think was where the young man was from. And we had a long procession, and we make that turn onto the 299 that's heading out toward Bernie. I think that's the right road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Heading out toward there. And there on the corner is Commander Gibson and Mary Lou. He is in uniform. They are holding this huge American flag up as we went by. Hundreds and hundreds of riders and cars and they were there. And that's the kind of guy he is.
Absolutely.
He and Mary Lou.
So I encourage everyone to come out.
Me too. You know what? You know what? It's worth it. Please join us out there at 6 p.m. on Bonnie View Drive at the Destiny Fellowship Church.
Monday night.
And we'll
all right, my friend.
Hey,
have a great
let's
day.
Talk
have
some
fun,
more
Trish,
about that.
And,
Merry
stay
Christmas,
dry in
Terry.
There, kids.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Hey, my favorite line, or this is Mark Beecham said this, his favorite line of 2014 was, or maybe it was 13, was, "Carl, look, up in the sky, it's a drone." And Carl, up there, it's a drone.
It.
It's a drone. And Carl's line back was, "It's a friendly drone, guys. It's a friendly drone. Let's just all relax."
At which point, everybody in the crowd started ducking and hiding their faces.
That
was the wildest reaction.
Hats came down. I mean, people were looking at the ground. I mean,
huddling together.
I mean, yeah, huddling. It was, and we have the man we can thank for that right here with us in the studio, James Hill, president. Are you the president or the president of Air Cover, our local remotely piloted vehicle. Our unmanned aerial vehicle consortium here, otherwise known as drones. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
And
UAVs.
And, you know, the funny thing about it is that you were just kind of coming over just to, you know, you were testing out the signal.
It
right?
was actually, we were there. We've been quietly working on agricultural research with two major universities in the Midwest. And actually, a very well, I can't say the name of it, but a very well known vineyard for test evaluation. So we fly right in the middle of some celebration.
Don't say the name of it.
I mean, where were we? I mean,
anybody listening doesn't know where we were.
It was the funny thing was, it was a protest against what was happening at Chapelgate. Yeah. And so there was hundreds of people there, and then here comes the drone over. And I mean, it was like,
marvelous.
You know, you're lucky that there weren't shots fired. You know, anyway, so you came over because...
Yeah, we've been doing research for actually 3 years. In fact, the Anselmo Vineyards under the prior ownership, we had gained approval from FAA for test evaluation, that whole area. So we've been doing work there in two particular areas of research. Was agricultural precision ag inspection of the crop conditions. And the other is search and rescue training, which we do on a volunteer basis.
A lot of people don't realize that that when we say drones, I mean, you know, automatically you think of bad things happening. But a drone to me is having used drones in combat and used them very effectively in combat.
Yeah, we both have done that.
Yes, we have. Is that the drone is just like a pistol.
Yeah.
It's like a firearm. It's as good or bad.
It's a tool.
Person, it's a tool that you use to do things. But to ignore the fact that we have this bit of technology. Yeah. And to not utilize it is silly.
Well, it's a productivity tool. Yeah. The word tool and the other one is productivity and the other one is information. It's all in how you use it. And what's been great, and it's unfortunately we don't have Anselmo Vineyards here the way it's changed now. But, you know, good things come out of
other,
you know, it's just change in life. But during the period in which we were conducting test evaluation, we had international customers from far away as Mexico working on tests and training on how to make use of the equipment, not in a surveillance way, but in a commercial. In fact, most of our activity has been involved in industrial inspection and in particular agriculture. And then on occasion, and now recently, it's been announced in Alameda that we've been selected because of our search and rescue capabilities. And thanks to Shasta County, thanks to local support here with the city leadership, that we've been able to operate over Mount Shasta. We have FAA approval. We're one of the few. In fact, I think we're the only one to have high-altitude search and rescue test and training range, and we are working with Fire What. We have been for now a year and a half.
Okay. Good. That's great.
Hey, our guest is Jim Hill. He's the president of Air Cover, our local remotely piloted vehicle.
Retired veteran.
Oh, yeah. Well, and thank you so much
for
your service.
Thank you for your
service. Navy officer. And your wife is an Air Force officer.
Yeah, Academy graduate.
Academy from the Air Force Academy. A great girl. Yeah. Great lady. And you all work together on this.
Yeah.
When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the company itself. Talk about your drone. or your aircraft
product line.
Your product line, because people are asking, like, what size is this, physical size and all that. And you've got and the different things that you all can do, because it's not just flying over your backyard to look at your 16-year-old daughter.
That's past the point. This is about value of information.
So, there you go.
Yeah, flying is a mute point at this stage.
Yep. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, you're here, and we'll be right back.
It's beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
For Italian families, the holiday means food, fun, and familia. This holiday season, Kathy and I would like to invite you to celebrate your holiday with us here at Mary's Pizza Shack. And for a limited time, get $10 in Mary's money when you buy a $50 gift card. Or go big, get $20 in Mary's money with a $100 purchase. Share your homemade comfort food at your office or in your home with Mary's Party Trays. See our catering menus or call for a complete list of menu items available. Call Mary's Pizza Shack in Reading at 247-1110 or in our Anderson location at 378-1110. Mary's Pizza Shack, homemade for the holidays.
Happy holidays from our family to yours.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I am Molly Kidd from the KCNR staff, and I just have to tell you about my new favorite habit, Addison's Peak Performance. Not only has the staff been nice and caring, they have been encouraging and supportive. I have even had trainers personally call me just to see how I was doing. From small group classes, booty bar, and team training, they have the right fitness schedule for you. Now I'm losing inches and feeling great. Addison's Peak Performance, 221-8006, because why wait?
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I am the guy in the sky, looking at you.
back to Free Fire Radio with Eye in the Sky. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here on the 4th of the 4th of December.
Whoa,
there's only 21 shopping
December.
Days left. Some people go, 21 shopping days, that's almost Christmas Day. Well, on Christmas Eve, if you're not out shopping, you're not a man.
You know, it's my son's birthday, too.
There you go. A real man's out shopping. Shopping on Christmas Eve, making sure he's got those great things that your bride wants to have. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live right here at KCNR 1460. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. If you're looking for that, present for your man, and you got time
or your
to
wife.
Do it, or your wife. You're right. You're absolutely right. For your significant other. You head on down to 2539 Larkspur. You go down and you see John Bastiani and say, I'm looking for that special gift. And it could be a pink 38 special.
Hey, plus a girl can never have too many guns or too many diamonds.
There you go. There, you know, and that's exactly the saying in our house. And John Bastiani has them all. He's got a big sale on SIGs. Let me tell you about Linda's SIG Sauer, that 238 she has. She loves it. It's a great gun, and they've got them down there, and they've got them on sale. Give them a call at 222-8222. John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Our guest is Jim Hill, who's the president of Air Cover, our local remotely piloted vehicle agency here. And we were talking about the drones. Let's talk about your product line that you all.
Let's talk about the company and where you're located.
Okay.
A little bit, because a lot of people are. Not everybody knows everything about the organization. So.
Yeah, well, we're an Iowa corporation, and actually, again, credit goes back to the original contact was made was at the city level back in I believe it was 2008, and they attended an event we had down in Sacramento. We had a search and rescue training evaluation. It included even the head of aviation for Los Angeles Police Department aviation program. They flew up here with a whole program. We had something like five departments in Shasta County. Some of the members in city council, city manager came down and visited and just wanted to monitor what was going on. And like they were wanted, would be great if it would be possible to get something up here in Reading, some piece of it. And so, long story short, we ended up locating our research and development here. And so, research and development is in Reading, California. And it's important to
note. Marvelous.
Well, it's important to note. And I think it's carried a message across the country now because we are getting brand recognition in a lot of the states. And that is, we have terrain diversity. A community that is supportive to what we do, even though there's some, you know, okay, oh, there's a Carl, there's a drone, you know, there's a lot of other factors that kick in here is we don't have anywhere in the country that can say we can go up to 14,000 feet and do test and training for search and rescue, or we can go to where there's hazardous gases for, you know, in this case, this would be a power plant failure where they have some noxious fume. Well, we've got those noxious fumes in geysers areas, you know. We've got forest land. We have rice fields. We have orchards, vineyards.
Railroad tracks.
You've got
every condition you
can think
of. Within
90 miles, you have anywhere in the world, right here.
Right here.
Exactly.
And it actually has turned into an advantage to the local businesses because we've had back-to-back events where customers come in, they stay in the hotels, they eat, they talk about weird things at the dinner table. But the fact of the matter is that we've brought in a lot of really good business that have taken advantage of the variety of things to do in Reading. And then they usually go home with souvenirs to include cases of wines or they want to come back and do fishing. So, I'm kind of carrying that in there, but that's important to note. It's not just
important.
About us.
It's huge. And one more just to bring in because I'm constantly wanting people to understand what an important contribution Anselmo Vineyards made to this community. They were one of the contacts that allowed you to do a lot of your testing.
Yeah,
there's a lot of ways that Reverge Anselmo was involved in this community, which nobody recognized.
Yeah, he was very gracious because he allowed us to submit to FAA for the airspace approval, which is very unique. Because so now, you know, it's a little bit more different. I don't know how we're going to deal with it. But to have a vineyard, to have that kind of access for precision crop inspection costs billions of dollars per year in lay down of pesticides for insects on crops, nutrients. So we're talking about nutrients that are laid down for crop performance. Those are the kind of things we were working on. And that benefit was all right there. And, of course, on record, still is on record as airspace approved for us to operate. But we're not in a position to do it right now.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk about your product line here. Mm-hmm. And when you start talking about crop inspection and spraying of pesticides and nutrients. What
do we do?
Yeah. Well, tell us what you do.
Yeah. Well, you know, the aircraft is one thing. You know, set aside the drone. Now it gets down to the sensor. The sensor is what it's all about because the sensor is collecting information, and that is something called NDVI in the ag sector, and that's basically looking at vegetative index. And it's the best way to describe it is, you know, if you ever looked at an infrared camera, mm-hmm. it's kind of got strange colors. It's basically the light spectrum, and what this does is it washes through a series of software to tell you nitrogen levels in the plant, and it'll look like reds and yellows. And the more yellow you get, the less nitrogen you see in the leaf. And you can't see it with the human eye, but with an NDVI camera, you can. And so as you drive down a road next to a cornfield or a soybean, you're going to see the lack of nitrogen. Well, nitrogen's a key factor for growing crops and getting performance in the grow cycle. So that's one factor. The other one is using thermal. We have thermal, which is heat, reflective. Well, between the thermal and the NDVI, we can start recognizing pests like leaf hoppers, armyworms, aphids. We can conduct evaluation of aphids on plants that can destroy them. And so what it comes down to is if I know where it's like using them in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. If you know where the enemy is, you know where you don't have to bomb. Well, this is all about defensive maneuvers on the cornfield or the soybean field. I only have to it's called candy striping or defensive measures. Only spray the field that's needed. So now you start reducing the amount of laydown on the field. It becomes an environmentally attractive thing to do.
Environmentally, and it's cost effective.
Cost effective.
I really
to
like
farmer.
The idea of the environmental idea. How big are your
the systems? The smallest system. We've gotten pretty small, but the standard system that is, and we're one of the few systems. And this is the important part to note about AirCover is we've been very compliant to the FAA. We've gone through 2 years of airworthiness certification process. That's taken 2 years of filing, and that's all the advanced electronics, all the redundancy systems to our design. And so that system is a 3.7-pound, 28 inches by 28 inches by 8 inches, and it carries interchangeable payloads. But the fact that it's got its airworthiness process completed, we have what's called airspace approval in the national airspace, very rare, because of the safety and redundancy in the system.
So we're talking about a 3-pound – did you say 3 pounds?
3.7. It's just under 4 pounds.
It's under 4 pounds. Yeah, and you can go up to 14,000 feet with this?
Yeah, we've taken it up to the mountains. We don't go straight up. It's from ground level. But we're under the rules of the FAA, which we set a standard, and we also consult different companies mm-hmm. on getting their airspace. But we have to stay within the 400-feet limit. Well, that's the limit that
– 400 feet of the ground?
It's from ground up 400 feet and within line of sight.
Line of sight. Okay, yeah. So you can be 15 miles out.
No, you cannot be 15 miles out.
Okay.
The FAA has the standard, which is 2,000 feet and or line of sight.
Okay.
So we have to manage to that standard, and then we have navigation tools that tell you where it is with a report on a navigator tool with our got a really gifted chief technology officer that has been just fantastic in his vision and his ideas of putting these things together in terms of the product architecture. But it's all predicated on customer requirements, just like sitting here. We talk about the needs and you turn them into a product. But we do navigation tools on your Google Earth. You can see where the track line is. Meanwhile, you get a live report from the aircraft saying what it sees live streaming 30 frames a second. So there's no latency. And that's the important part is if I go over a field or over
– real time.
So a 250-foot jack leg for an oil rig going up, they lose people on those every month. They fall to their death. There's some misstep, something fails, and they fall to their death. What we're doing is creating a different way to inspect to keep them on the ground and not put them at risk. The other is 135 or 140 inspectors fell to their death last year on cell tower inspections. That's a big deal. We haven't even talked about power yet. So the amount of value in the inspection. So these sensors we're talking about, thermal, which is the heat spectrum, you know, looking at it from mm-hmm. an IR standpoint. We use those for detecting – you can use it for plants condition. You can look it for wildlife. Obviously, you can use it for anything that's lost in a search and rescue, and that's why we like it, is that if you go along, you want to find a heat source of somebody that's – up on Mount Shasta, we can use that as a tracking device and integrate it with teams on the ground. So there's a lot of value in that.
Okay. We're here with Jim Hill, who is the president of AirCover, our local remotely piloted vehicle company here. And we're talking about all the things that drones can do for people from agriculture to search and rescue.
I like the inspection thing. That makes a lot
of
sense.
The inspection mm-hmm. of – and this is what I've always seen is that you can run them down along power lines, along railroads.
Mm-hmm. Cell towers,
anything to get a closer, better look and not put people at risk, which is the whole idea behind it, and this is why it was used so well with reconnaissance.
Yeah,
take a look.
The product line continues on from the 4-pound up to a larger system, 8-bladed, fixed wing, and a conventional rotor. So there is a line.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that as soon as we get back. Okay. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, this is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 54 degrees out there today. It's going to be raining again today. That's okay.
That's good.
We need this. This is good. This is good. We'll be right back.
Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us. 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport, to the train station perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:34 in the morning. That's right. December the 4th, 21 shopping days till until it's too late? I mean, is
Quit saying that.
Is it too late to shop on Christmas Day if you, as long as you do it
not
before everybody?
Not if the store is open.
Well, that's where you get those combs. You get those wrapped cones. Combs. You know, that's what Bob does.
The little chocolate roses.
Little chocolate roses and maybe a bottle of, you know, of cheap.
Five-hour energy.
Oh, yeah. Put that together in some bubble gum. Hey, you know what?
Great little
gift.
It's
the thought, right? Everybody says it's the thought that counts. Well, obviously you're not married to a Trish or Carl or Linda.
Box of taquitos. That's about 8 hours past prime.
Yeah, there you go. 8:35 in the morning. We're here, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Gosh, you know, great haircuts. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. And it says it proudly. And I say it proudly. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, just besides the fact they give you great haircuts, shave around your neck and ears. Where else do you get that at? Right there. Cypress Square Barbershop. Right across from Subway's in the Cypress Square Shopping Center off Athens. Okay. Jim Hill is Trish Clarkson, my guest today, the president of Air Cover. And we're talking about his product line. You've got more than just the 4-pounder, though.
Yeah, we do. We have one that's got an 8 motor that has a capacity of about 5 pounds to do other things with a 5-pound capacity, 8 motored. And then we have a fixed wing, and then we have a conventional rotor. The reason we have these product lines, there's a tool need, and there's a way to take the tool and make it perform for mission. In the case of the conventional rotor, we've had that for a long time, and we've never released it in the market for this reason: safety. There have actually been 2 beheadings by accidents in Europe. And these are hobbyists screwing around with the systems. They get out of control, and they don't know what they're doing. And
okay, so hobbyists are people that just doing this because
they're not professionally trained pilots.
And are they building them out of a kit in their backyard?
They're buying kits, and then they start stunt flying. There's some really neat things you can do with a hobby-grade system.
Okay.
But it's not carrying the sophistication of both the electronics and the sensors that we're doing.
But do they still need to have FAA approval, the hobbyist?
The hobbyists go under what's called AMA rules, and they pretty much – right now there's been a lot of misrepresentation of what they can and can't do. So the hobby rules require them to fly at a specified location, and what's happened now is a hobby-grade product, a lot of people don't realize that they're violating national airspace. So consumers just can't go out and do it. They need to read up on the AMA rules. There is an actual standard set that they're to go by, and unfortunately – and we know even from a company in Denver, they've just blatantly confronted the whole market issue of saying, buy it and use it however you want. Now, there's a Perker case, which was finally ruled upon. A gentleman took a hobby grade, started selling video and pictures for business, challenged the FAA. And the first round he won because the FAA didn't have their standards out and published. Well, the FAA filed an appeal and won. And so they're pursuing enforcement, which is up to a $10,000 fine for using them commercially. But even in the hobby area of just flying, they don't have the freedom to fly them in most cities because the ordinance have specified it, and even the FAA has said to the AMA, you need to follow these rules, and these are the areas you can fly them. But, you know, what do you do with market forces? There's an ignoring of that.
Well, and you see, it must be an incident every other week that you see a drone falling down on somebody.
It is. It's happening. And now we have the biggest risk. And that's why we're a big supporter of compliance and why we have to be called in as consultants with corporations to help them work their aviation strategy is near misses with piloted aircraft. We're entering into an era where they're large enough of a threat to ingest or cause damage to a piloted aircraft. And it's only a matter of time. It's not when. It's not a matter of if it's when.
And 30 years ago, it used to be the big sky little drone theory.
Yeah.
Anytime
technology steps forward and starts with this thing, and we can talk about whether it's your drones or whether it's the internet or whether it's anything that we invent and create, somebody's going to misuse it and somebody's going to create havoc out of something good.
Yeah. Well, we even did to this conversation we had offline for a minute was we've been supporting Cal Fire and FireScope. We've actually had 3 chiefs up here during the training phase at Anselmo Vineyards, walk them through our thermal imaging, which is important to find people. And we conducted a test and evaluation. They said, this is great stuff. So what we did is we received a call when we had the fire at Weed, if we could go up. And we went, the only way we can go is if we can get airspace approval. And the only one you can get that from is because there's TFRs, which is basically the restricted airspace over the area. And we did some checking, and the program manager up there that was in charge says, no, we're not going to allow anything flies. Okay, well, at least we were –
somebody had indicated they wanted us up here, so we stood by and then stood down and didn't do anything. Well, the reason was is hobbyists have been flying around where fires occurred down in Amador County. They took pictures, and what happened was the air spotter located the drone, the hobby drone, in this restricted airspace, and they had to suspend firebombing. Well, what happens in a pilot's eyes? They have spatial orientation. They cannot tell in an airplane the distance of a drone. If it's close, and their minds are used to looking at airplanes, so something that small must be far away. So there's a spatial orientation challenge for piloted aircraft of what they do when they come in close contact with a, quote, hobby-grade drone. So there's a danger here.
And a hobby-grade drone could be, you know, 8-foot wingspan, right?
Right. And so our backgrounds, we've got Navy, Air Force, Army. We've got 8,000 hours F-18 pilot as part of our program, the former head of the Fighter Weapons School at Fallon. I mean, the folks we have, U-2 pilot, I mean, we've got people that understand this issue, and what's happening now is confusion between the hobby grade and what's regulated, and what we're doing is we're supporting what needs to be done with FAA to make it safe.
And it gets back to a personal responsibility thing, and the people need to stand up and absolutely prosecute people that are breaking the rules, not tolerate this, because otherwise we're going to lose a really great thing that can be of help in so many areas with fire and rescue and all of those things, just because some people want to not be responsible and use it
right. But, you know, and now that the companies see this, well, and I'm starting to hear things like, you know, you're seeing news organizations. They want to send their drone out to get imagery from something. I mean, can you imagine this? Yeah. And then, you know, so who's your pilot on this drone? I mean, that you're flying at?
Well, they don't know airspace classifications, it becomes a real problem.
Well, it is an area that absolutely needs to have reasonable restrictions, and everybody needs to be held to a tight criteria to follow those regulations. And if they're not, they need to be prosecuted. Yeah.
Well, and to your point, that's a very good point you're making. I was put on the governor's panel in Sacramento. I actually went into Governor Brown's office. It was an invitation. Five of us on the panel, and they asked the opinion, what do you think should happen? I said, I'm going to reference to my official letter after we completed our Homeland Security evaluation, because we're certified by DHS. I said, the way to solve this problem is very simple. We have Department of Motor Vehicle registrations. Do the same thing with drone products. Two, create a tax. In other words, tax the system. If you want to be a participant, you pay for the right, just like you do for driving a car. And there are standards which the FAA has already set down. Allow those two components to work with law enforcement at state, local, and city to enforce ordinances. Give them the authority to do that, and you'll stop having these silly things happening. And oh, by the way, those that are law enforcement agencies, they already have safety standards and policies in place that protect the citizens' privacy. But the fact of the matter is, this whole privacy thing is crazy, because hobby grade products are already violating it with under the radar. Nobody's taking it to challenge.
When we allow the lack of discipline and people to disregard the rules, then they ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
At every level, whether it's out in the forest, up in the sky, wherever it is.
Yeah, here I am, a little bear out there going poop in the woods.
And some idiot's taking my picture. There's
a drone taking a photo of me.
I hear these people say, well, if one of these flies over my property, I'm going to shoot it down. Seriously? Then you've opened up a whole new can of worms there.
Well, it's a criminal offense if it's a N number, because we have N numbers on our product. So that's a federal offense.
But a private drone.
A private drone, you could probably use it as
Hey, he's invaded my airspace here. Let me check and see if there's an N on there.
Yeah. No,
it's like, it was that day that you were up.
To the point, I think to the sheriff and to the police chief, they're in the best position to create safety for the community and let them have the authority to do that.
Yeah, and here's something else, too. And let's not get, you know, if you trust your police. And this is where we come up. This is where, in fact, we're going to take a break. But let me throw this question out first, and we'll come back and talk about it. People are really have a lot of apprehension about the law enforcement using drones in Reading. Now, let's talk a little bit about that when we come back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, our guest Jim Hill, who's the president of Air Cover. You know, a company here in town that is doing international work is doing is growing their business right here in town, and is providing a very, very, very valuable valuable service to agriculture, for safety in this, and for protection of our people. We'll be right back.
women to rest. Gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky. Going up to the spirit in the sky.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Nate Aberea here with Dr. Carino from Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, what do you say to the theory that chiropractors just crack your bones and that chiropractic adjustments are merely a quick fix?
I'd say that's completely false. The primary goal of an adjustment is to relieve pain and restore function in your body. Adjustments improve areas of reduced movement in the joints and surrounding tissues. The cracking sound you sometimes hear is actually caused by the slight opening of the joint space and the release of gas within that space.
Doc, what about the fear that many people have that chiropractic care is just too expensive?
Studies have shown that chiropractic care is actually more cost-effective than traditional medicine. When compared to most visits to the doctor's office, chiropractic care is not only less expensive, but it can offer a natural and healthy alternative.
How can folks reach you, Dr. Carino?
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300. That's 243-2300. Or check us out online at ShastaDRX.com.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Looking for a gift your friends and family can enjoy all year long? Memberships for Turtle Bay Exploration Park always make the perfect gift. This holiday season, the value is even better. All gift memberships are $15 off through November and December. That's just $65 for a year of Turtle Bay fun for 2 adults and up to 4 children. Give the gift of exploration this year for just $15 off. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our last segment here, 605-4567. If you have a question for Jim Hill, president of Air Cover, our local drone, our remotely piloted vehicle corporation here, 54 degrees, it's going to be raining today. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793 there. A lot of things going on here. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug Amoffel will be our guest, along with the Downtown Reading Business Association. This group is trying to really extol the virtues of Downtown Reading, and so many things have happened in Downtown Reading that are so positive. And they're going to come on and talk a little bit about that and the things that they do for our businesses and for our community. And they'll be on tomorrow morning also.
And let's not forget that tonight Linda will be at Wind River, and everybody needs to come out and take a look-see at that, because that's just an outstanding evening.
just give them a call. Just call down there at 243-3377. 243-3377. And, you know, I don't know if there's any tables left, but they have a very large bar that you can sit at.
Absolutely.
And they've got super happy hour stuff. So that's all at the Wind River Casino and Resort in the Elements Lounge. Okay, our guest, Jim Hill, president of Air Cover. Jim, you've just sold some drones to down in Alameda.
Yeah, delivery was made
to a law enforcement agency.
It is a law enforcement agency. Actually, it's the Office of Emergency Services, although it's managed under directive by Alameda County Sheriff's Department.
And what kind of systems did you sell to them?
We sold them two QR-425 systems. They're the four-bladed system.
Is that the four-pounder or is that a larger one?
3 points. It's a four-pounder, yeah. Right. And it has numerous sensors. We did something at Urban Shield, which is the event internationally that they hold down there every year. And they bring in first responders from around the world, as far away as Brazil, Israel, Germany, all agencies across the country, and it's a comprehensive training and competition. So they take it very prideful, and so we're a part of that, and we've been noted to do things like search and rescue training at Urban Shield, as well as this last year we did a radiation detection for radiation sources. We have a rad detector to find radiation.
Wow.
To keep people safe from that kind of bad thing. So, they bought two systems complete with sensors, and then we also provided services and training to them because we are an aviation-compliant product to FAA. So, actually, this is all run by pilots, and even though there's news out there, wow, it's a drone and you could buy it for $5,000. No, you can't because the FAA hasn't certified anything close to those numbers, and our price point that we sold them was not a $100,000 system that they put in some of the press reports. They're a standard list price is $65,000, and we discounted it to $39,000.
And then
they're going to be used for search and rescue.
Search and rescue. That's right.
So and they go from all the way up to the coast of Oregon.
Yeah, it's amazing. The Office of Emergency Services in Alameda covers all the way to the Oregon border.
So
for crisis response,
what was the biggest? But a lot of people opposed this. What was their biggest opposition?
Fear that it's going to intrude into their privacy. And the two groups that were probably more vocal, the one was the ACLU, and they started working with Sheriff Ahern very nicely to get a standards manual. They wanted to get a policy set. Well, there already were policy manuals that have set a precedence in Texas. And there's some other law enforcement agencies that have set the standard. And quite frankly, even with piloted aviation, to take images, there has to be a court order and a warrant. And those checks and balances at the DA level of all cities have to follow jurisprudence.
Once again, we get back to the enforcement and responsibility. Yeah. And anytime we come up with this kind of technology, enforcement, prosecution, responsibility.
Yeah, and I think to the credit of our own community, we've got a great sheriff and a great police chief that both understand what would be done if they hypothetically had the equipment. They understand what's required, and the checks and balances were already there. Now, the other thing is about our system technology. It has a black box. It doesn't lie. Where it flies and how it's flown to that location is recorded permanently, just like on a 737. The black box flight recorder doesn't lie, and it will be able to be reviewed and scrutinized post flight if needed.
Mm-hmm. And the important thing as we go through, you mentioned it while we're in the break, the important thing as we go through this technology is to keep this authorization local so that we can hold our local people that are authorizing these accountable. Yeah. When we get up to the state and federal level, that's when they start losing emails and all that kind of stuff that we can't get our hands on.
It ought to be treated
local and keep it where we can control it.
As we did with the governor's committee that I was asked on be a panelist, treat it like a DMV. Register it locally. You know who has them. And the enforcement action would be the responsibility of the sheriff and the police chief.
That's
where it belongs.
I like that idea.
And by the way, it creates a tax revenue stream for job creation, believe it or not.
Well, let's go right back to your company. And you're here. You're employing local people. You're paying payroll. You're spending money in Shasta County. All of these advantages.
Even as a startup, it's tough. But, yeah, we are.
Well, exactly.
But the other thing, too, is if you didn't have crazy people in California, you could have expanded a lot faster here.
We actually have on record, we've got I'll say the word, it's in the millions, but we have denied sales because of interference by certain agencies and parties that got in the way. Yeah. And literally, we had
you've picked the – probably the hardest state in the union to try to do something like
this. I'll just use the word, it's been a real butt kicker. But we've been in
millions. We've missed out on millions.
Yeah, we have an order. I'll tell you the one that's the funniest is LAPD Air Ops. We're working with us very closely. The FAA said we can't fly in Los Angeles. And we went through and got a tether to it, and an interactive tether that basically it's string, it's on a string. We called it a sensor pole. Well, the funny thing is, went through all this process, did all this engineering work, working with LAPD, and then everything goes quiet. And this is a year and a half of development with our friends Lockheed Skunk Works. So then what happens? We get a note and a newswire flash that Seattle had purchased equipment at the police department. They threw the equipment out, and they had no place to put it, so they donated it to L.A., so L.A. just went quiet, and they got a free set of equipment. I'm going, who gave them the approval to fly? Because they still have not been approved by the FAA. The FAA somehow, I don't even know to this day whether they're flying or not, because we know that there are two cities in the country that have denied access for public safety, and that's New York and Los Angeles. So, but again, there's multiple activities where it's gone from this is going to close to zero. We've had another one in San Diego. I mean, I could go on. The list is on and on. But it's you know, to the point of the problem, and you know, this is for the news of those that are listening on this broadcast. The folks that sit in the chairs that are either elected or take a position in government service, it's a real challenge to figure out all the details of how they make a decision. When they finally get down to the wire, as Sheriff Ahern has done, he was scrutinizing this and examined under a microscope for 2.5 years.
Oh, and that's short term in California.
Everything was looked, every nook and cranny. We were examined over and over again, and we came out on top. Price performance, the thing we had to deal with in competition were two international threat products, one from Canada, one from Germany. They don't have the problems we have here, and they have an advantage. So technologically, not just air cover, but every company in the U.S. that's trying to get a mark in the market space internationally is up against a very difficult challenge, because there's so much debate that we're denied airspace access. We're denied working in the commercial space.
So going
European companies are way ahead of us.
Do you have to go to another country then to do testing?
We did. We actually got our export certificates and got the approval from State Department, Commerce. So we've been actually selling overseas. Or not overseas, but over the border, Okonos.
And once again, we wonder why companies do business out of the United States as opposed to doing
it's
it here.
It's forcing me to do what is against our charter that we had in mind, which is creating jobs for veterans, saving lives, is that the regulatory and debate is forced us to say, you know what, I throw my hands in the air. I guess we'll just sell overseas, and if we have to, we'll move the company if that's what has
and
to
this
happen.
Is, I know Jim Hill, and I've known Jim for 5 years now. And I know what you planned. What your plan was come up here and build a company up here in Northern California.
And
you're
going to
put everything, put as many people to work as you can. You had a great product. You have a great product. And yet we're at the point where it's just – and I know how hard you fought it and fought it and fought it and fought it. And it's just at a certain point, I could see it. I could see it. And, you know, when we sat down and talked one day, you just said, you know, they've just – and it was something else that they just threw on your plate. They just piled on. It was like, you know.
What's the point?
What's the point here? Because we're going to – you know, we're either going to move forward with this business. And if we had to do that, we have to go someplace else. Here it is. I was looking at that. Well, there goes a bunch of high-paying jobs that you know, and to build a company like this.
Well, to that point, I mean, we work with the top aerospace companies, and the challenge is, as a C corporation, we have to raise capital. If you have a squishy market, investors don't invest.
Yeah,
it's that simple.
Yeah.
So raising capital is a hard thing.
And that goes back to everything that we try to do in the North State or in the state of California, and people do not understand why we don't have jobs, why we don't have the economy. All goes back to this regulation, over scrutiny, the liberal mindset that just takes everything away from something productive. And it's hard for people to make a buck.
Jim, thanks so much for being here with us. And I know that I know you're, but you are moving forward. You're doing a lot of great things. And we want to have you back on, as you know, on a regular occasions here to talk to us about what's going on.
Thank you.
We applaud your efforts.
That's right.
Thank
Trish
you.
Clark.
Great day.
See
love Thursdays. I'll see you at the bar later.
Okay. Tomorrow. Yeah, tonight at the Elements. Okay, and then tomorrow, of
at
course.
At Elements, watching Linda sing.
If there's any investors, look at our website. You'll see information for if they're
interested. What's your website again?
It's aircoversolutions.com. There's investor information, sales information, and there's ways to make contact with us there. That's the best way to reach us.
I was going to try and hire him to see if you wanted to go out and help me find pigs, feral pigs. And he's,
let's
go
hunting.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow, Congressman LaMalfa and the Downtown Reading Business Association. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. New York City's mayor holds a news conference in a little while. Bill de Blasio expected to talk about police training in light of the Eric Garner case. A grand jury's decision not to indict the white police officer who killed Garner, he was black, has resulted in protests in various cities around the country. However, it was a different outcome in South Carolina. That's where an Orangeburg County grand jury has indicted a former police chief who is white in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man almost 4 years ago. NASA will try again tomorrow to send its new Orion spacecraft aloft. Today's launch had to be scrubbed. NASA's Mike Curry says the weather did not cooperate.
We have confirmation that our latest hold was once again caused by automatic detectors sensing a wind violation.
Gusty winds along with a sticky